this second day of the octave of the Epiphany, we continue to celebrate the wondrous mystery of the manifestation of God, the theophany of the Son of God, who manifests himself not only to the shepherds of Israel, the few that were paying attention, but in particular to these magi, or holy kings from afar, three of them we know, Saints Balthasar, Caspar, and Melchior, but it is very possible that there were many others as well, and of course they had their retinues with all their servants and camels and dromedaries and so forth. And of course also on this day we also celebrate another day, a special feast day, of a Dominican priest, St. Raymond of Peñafort, Raimundus Peñafort. St. Raymond of Peñafort was born around the year 1175 in Catalonia, in Spain, in a little village from a very good and holy Catholic family. He entered the seminary and was sent to Bologna in Italy, which was the capital of canon law in the church at that time. Almost everybody in the Middle Ages who made any import in the church and in the history of the church went at that time to Bologna. It still has a very, very important university. And there was, he was to meet the Dominicans, and he entered, after he had gone home to Catalonia and to Barcelona, he decided to enter the Dominicans, and he became a Dominican friar. And in the meantime, he had been writing for his bishop and other bishops these magnificent books, which we still have, that are known as Summae, the Summa of canon law, of this and that and the other. And he is particularly gifted and credited with the Summa, which he wrote for confessors, in which he listed the different sins and the appropriate penances which were to be handed to them at the time of confession. In the meantime, he was elected the third Father General of the Dominican Order, and then he died in the year 1275. So in addition to all that, he also had a very, very long life, living about 100 years. So he is a good patron to have. And he helped to found the Mercedarian Order with King James I of Aragon and St. Raymond Nonnatus and also other saints in order to ransom the captives that were being taken over and put into slavery by the Muslims throughout the Mediterranean basin. And so today we honor this great saint of the Middle Ages, St. Raymond of Peñafort. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.